May I speak to you in the name of the risen Christ.
Amen.
And standing in their midst, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And then he breathed on them. Can you imagine yourself in that place of the disciples as they breathed his breath into themselves, his life into their lives? You see, it's not a passive act of just sitting there and letting someone breathe on you. They also breathed him into themselves. Now, that experience may seem far away from us, not only in terms of time and space, but in our own experience. But I think we're oftentimes closer to that experience than we believe we might be. You see, I believe that Christ dwells deep down in all of us, believers and unbelievers both, Christians, doesn't matter. I believe that Christ dwells deep down in all of us. And that again and again, whether we realize it or not, he brings us healing and hope. My guess is there have been moments for all of us when the hand that we reached out with to another was not our hand. Well, it was. But it was more than our hand. It was the hand of Christ. And moments when the tears that have come to our eyes at another's sadness or joy, or even our own sadness and joy, they weren't only our tears, but they were Christ's tears. "Receive the Holy Spirit," he said. And I think we have, all of us, received more of that Spirit than we realize. Now, with every story, there's always something that's missing. In this one, it was Thomas. Poor Thomas. He missed one prayer meeting, and for 2,000 years... we've branded him. It's a good reason to not miss church, because we might be talking about you. Thomas said, "Unless I see the hand in his hands, the print of the nails, I won't believe." Okay. Well, we might criticize Thomas for that, but don't we oftentimes do the same thing? Seeing is believing, after all. Scripture tells us that Thomas is called the twin. But his twin is never identified, never mentioned anywhere else except here in this reference. But I know who Thomas's twin is. You want to know? Yeah? Yeah. It's exciting, isn't it? We need to get out more. Well, I'll tell you. Thomas's twin is me. And you. Because he's just like us. Or we're just like him. Because it's difficult for us to believe a lot of things, particularly the things that we haven't seen with our own eyes, experienced in our lives. But what we forget is that our eyes are not the only things by which we see things. I mean, we do see things with our eyes, but even without vision, we see stuff, or some of us do. And a lot of folks who have perfect vision apparently are missing a whole lot of stuff out there. Our eyes cannot see truth. At least not the eyes in our head. But the eyes of our heart, that can perceive and understand and know what is true. And regardless of what we see with these eyes, if we know something to be true deep within ourselves, nothing that we see is going to dissuade us from that reality. And that, I think, is exactly what took place a week later, when Jesus returned and Thomas was with them. And it wasn't the fact of Jesus, of his being there, that Thomas saw, but it was the truth of who Jesus was. I mean, Thomas said, unless I see, unless I can touch, poke my finger in. But there's no evidence that he actually did that. Just Jesus being there and offering was enough. Because Thomas then saw with the eyes of his heart. Now maybe we can imagine that as much as we can imagine not believing unless we actually could see. Because my guess is we've all come close to seeing the truth of Jesus in the way that Thomas just did, that had nothing to do with these set of eyes. Perhaps more than we know, and I believe that in the last analysis, those kinds of glimpses of the heart, more than anything else, are what brings us to faith. It's what brings us back to this place week after week after week. I bet we have all had glimpses of the truth of Jesus. Maybe not all in the same way, but we've had glimpses of Jesus in the pages of the Gospels when some miracle of grace occurs and these pages come alive for us. That happens. Even familiar stories like the one today, we hear it and we hear something different that we've never heard before. And it comes alive for us. My guess is that we have all seen the truth of Jesus in the faces and in the lives of people we know who have loved him and have served him. And we see him in those people. I believe that we've caught glimpses of him in works of art and music that have been created to honor him over the decades and centuries. I believe we've seen him in those rare moments when, moved by his Spirit alive within us, we've been able to be Christ to one another. And even in those moments when we have resisted his Spirit and we've turned away from him, when we've turned away from each other in a kind of dimness and sadness of our lives, even then, sometimes maybe only then, do we get a glimpse of his healing ability? And it can take us out of this darkness and despair. Most of all, I believe that we have seen Christ in our endless longing for him, even when we don't know who or what it is that we're longing for. We're longing. And that is a way of seeing Christ with our heart. Jesus asked our twin brother, "Have you believed because you've seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." He's talking to us now. We've not seen him with our eyes. Not the way Thomas and the other disciples did. But precious as that might have been, I wonder if in the long run, if it would have made any difference to have actually been there and seen this guy. I wonder. I think what makes all the difference in the world are those of us who, from time to time, have seen with our hearts the one who is always there. If we only keep our hearts open, peeled for him. For to see him with the heart is to know that in the long run, his kind of life is the only kind of life worth living. And to see him with the heart is not only to believe, but little by little, to become bearers of this healing life that was Jesus, until we become finally healed ourselves and become whole and alive. So have you seen? I think so. Amen.